This is Larry and Pat Nelson on W3W3 Talk Radio. We just attended a leading-edge event at the Aspen Winter Retreat for the Governor's Commission on Science and Technology. We're going to attempt to recap as much as we can of this powerful, power-packed gathering of great minds.
There is so much to cover. Amazing people, future paths, new frontiers, exciting new directions. We'll need to do more shows just on the individual topics. The issues discussed ranged from biotech to aerospace, as well as a report from a New Zealand leader, to an update on the governor's initiatives.
Mark Holtzman, Secretary of Innovation and Technology in Bill Owens' cabinet, was in the thick of it all. Hello, Mark.
Larry and Pat, nice to be with you.
Oh, Mark, it's so great to hear from you again. This was the third annual planning retreat for science and technology. Can you tell us the purpose and the relevance of this today?
Certainly. Well, Governor Owens is very interested in bringing together the best and brightest minds from private sector, government, and from the academic universe to plan and strategize for Colorado's future. The Governor's Commission on Science and Technology represent just such a cross-section of dynamic chief executives and principals from the aerospace and defense industry, biotechnology, communications, cable, traditional technology, and venture capital. The governor assembled all of these groups in Aspen, and it's a way to look back not only at what's been accomplished, but more importantly, where the governor sees Colorado going over the next 10 years. And by drawing on the input and expertise of this collection of talent, the governor is able to get a clearer perspective about what the state needs to do, about what types of legislative initiatives Colorado should take to make certain that we keep ourselves ahead of the curve.
There could not be enough accolades, Mark. This was a momentous event. You obviously had a great team and staff working on every single detail. You had a premier list of supportive sponsors who were very much involved, and a world-class team of panelists and speakers. And how did you pull all this together?
Well, it's very easy to pull together a group like this when Governor Owens himself is acting as the host. The governor is participating actively in all of the sessions, taking notes, absorbing, answering questions, giving direction to the whole effort. It's really the fact that the governor is the centerpiece of the effort that makes all the difference in attracting the kind of talent that he can mobilize to benefit Colorado.
You know, I was amazed. He was sitting in the audience just a table down and over from me, taking notes just like I was.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
I got a picture of him taking notes. This was really crazy. It was wonderful.
Larry and Pat, the Denver Post called the Governor's Commission on Science and Technology the Governor's Technology Dream Team. The governor takes it very seriously. These are men and women that give of themselves, that volunteer. There's no compensation or remuneration for this activity. And some of the members of the commission actually invest a substantial amount of time, for which Governor Owens is immensely grateful for the difference that it makes for Colorado.
Boy, that's obvious.
Mark, can you give us an overview of the keynote and guest speakers?
Absolutely. Pat, the focus this year was on the diversification of Colorado's technology base from an information technology, cable communications epicenter, to a much broader economic base, including biotechnology, aerospace and defense, and a little bit of focus on the tremendous strides that have been made in expanding the base of domestic venture capital available in Colorado. The governor wanted to bring together all of these different elements to strategize about the difference that it has made in Colorado's economy, and also how this group can unite to make an even broader impact in the future.
Yeah, it's the team that you did have pulled together there and the speakers, that was fabulous. I'm really hoping that on a future show we can get into maybe some of the individual issues that these people shared. And they held no punches. They were straightforward and extremely informative and offered, I think, some just great ideas.
Larry, I thoroughly enjoyed the agenda. Whether it was hearing Bill Esrae, the chief executive of Sprint, talk about new trends in telecommunications, or Bill Coleman, the dynamic and visionary founder of BEA Systems, the man who gave $220 million as a philanthropic contribution to the University of Colorado to establish the Coleman Center for Cognitive Disability Research. I mean, this is truly a patriot, someone who is deeply committed to Colorado, but most importantly, his vision and his ability to, in layman language, explain to people what is going on around us and to predict trends in the future, and also his underlying sense of optimism about some very difficult scientific and ethical questions that will face humanity over the next century, very inspiring.
Mm. Yes, in fact, I even understood what he said, and that's got to be powerful.
and then we also had Bill Joy, as you know, the founder of Sun Microsystems. I mean, a man who is the closest thing in Colorado we have to Albert Einstein or Stephen Hawking, a true genius.
Sure.
And his outlook is also incredibly interesting.
Even as you mentioned the names, I start getting excited all over again. It was so great.
Yeah.
In fact, the governor felt that it was very important to not only focus on the here and now, the specific agenda items that we have developed from this conference and that the strength that he draws from this group on an annual basis, but also to give people a look at where we're going in context to where the world is, what the possibilities are, what the hope is for the future.
Could you give us some of the key insights from the panel discussions?
Absolutely. There were two panels. One focused specifically on where Colorado is going in our effort to develop ourselves as a biotechnology hub. Dr. Jim Shore, the chancellor of the University of Colorado Health Science Center, was joined by Dr. Jim Malt, the impressive CEO of Healthy Tech, which is probably going to be one of the most exciting new companies to hit the horizon this year in the whole biotech space nationally. And they all talked about what the opportunities are for Colorado, with over 38 companies now agreeing to locate at the Fitzsimmons facility in the Metro Denver area, and the tremendous impact this is going to have on Colorado's future as a life science biotech hub. Then secondly, the aerospace and defense panel talked about the fact that Colorado, along with Florida and California, is one of three states in America competing for an increasingly prosperous share of the homeland security, defense, aerospace, and the civilian applications of space exploration opportunities. And we are working very hard to develop a legislative and economic development strategy to make Colorado able to benefit many times even over the activity that we enjoy now in this space.
Yeah, it was very gracious the way they extended the support and help of the governor and his entire cabinet with everything they're doing, and it's such an important, vital industry in our state. It's incredible.
And Larry deploys 110,000 people today.
Ooh.
So day two was another day packed with information. Governor Bill Owens was flanked by extraordinary leaders and a special guest from New Zealand. Could you tell our listeners about him?
Yes, Bill English, the leader of the Conservative Party in New Zealand and likely the country's next prime minister, visited Colorado specifically to observe the Governor's Commission on Science and Technology winter retreat.
Yeah, but Mark, he accused you of being a worldwide networker because of when you met him down in New Zealand.
He and his wife are close friends. He's a dynamic, visionary leader. He's only 38. He was elected to Parliament at 28. He recently took on and successfully challenged an incumbent former prime minister for the leadership of his party. And more importantly, he talked about the comparative similarities between New Zealand and Colorado. Our population base is about the same, 4 million people. Even geographically, New Zealand looks much like Colorado, except it's in the middle of the ocean. And there are a lot of encouraging technology trends. For instance, he talked about the advances that are being made in biotechnology and life sciences. He briefed us on the project which successfully produced a new form of milk in the belly of a cow that is full of proteins that may be able to help with some of the symptoms of multiple sclerosis. I mean, unbelievable what is going on. And so there are a lot of opportunities for countries the size of New Zealand with the type of dynamic economy they have to collaborate with Colorado to each of our mutual benefits.
Teaming up worldwide, well, that's this administration for sure. Governor Owens' administration is not a talk-only team. You know, so often you find this in politics, a lot of talk and no work. But there was an important parade of state leaders that gave us an update on the governor's initiatives. Mark, could you kind of fill in the blanks?
Gladly. John Hansen brought the group up to date on the progress of the Colorado Institute of Technology. And Governor Owens is particularly proud that the Colorado Institute of Technology's programs this year will result in several thousand highly skilled new technology workers to fill highly specialized positions that we believe will need to be filled in the coming decade. But more importantly, the focus of the Colorado Institute of Technology has become more qualitative than quantitative as we've had more people in the workforce looking for work and needing to be retrained. And the Colorado Institute of Technology has played a key job in terms of retooling the existing workforce that we have in Colorado. And Larry, let me remind your listeners that not a dime of state funding is used in the Colorado Institute of Technology, as it is all privately funded and raised by Governor Owens to the tune of $41 million.
Mm. That's impressive. Also, your friend Dean Stevenson talked about CTA with his cohort.
Well, Dean Stevenson and John Morgridge have done an incredible job as the leaders of the Colorado Technology Alliance. This is a web-based information exchange platform which will truly unite the technology community in Colorado. Educationally, civically, corporately, anyone will be able to log onto this site, for instance, in Fort Collins, and find out what type of venture capital sources are available locally, what the economic environment is, what the telecommunications tariffs are in a particular county or municipality. It'll all be there in one click. And in addition to that, companies will be able to go online and update their own information base on the Colorado Technology Alliance website. And of course, in addition, we also heard from David Greenberg, the leader who's developing the governor's high-tech high school, the charter high school that was funded originally with Melinda Gates and also with the generous support of the Morgridge Foundation, the Daniels Foundation, and a number of other wonderful organizations, including the Compaq Computer Corporation. This is going to be an effort that will truly bridge the digital divide. This high school will serve 400 children, mostly from underprivileged families, grades 9 through 12.
And I understand 45% females?
Well, we're looking at a program that will have equal numbers of males and females. Governor Owens and I made a commitment to Bill Gates that at least 40% of the students would come from families on school lunch aid, so that's the broadest measurement by our standards of children that are actually in need of this type of boost. And we will also focus on using this model to feed a number of these schools across the state of Colorado.
That's great. You know, I certainly admire, I know that both you and the governor are very metric-oriented, what gets measured gets done, and here you are talking about the measurements that you have to live up to. That's super.
Well, you know, I do believe, and I know the governor feels strongly, that we all need performance targets, we all need to be measured, and we all need to have that kind of encouragement to continue to do our jobs well.
Great.
That's absolutely true. Mark, I don't know if it's possible, but can you sum up this event?
Yeah. Well, that would be a tough thing to, you know, you did also give us a few hints about the technology summit coming up. Anything that you want to share here?
Yes, Kevin Fitzgerald, the senior vice president from Oracle, was part of the program, and he was happy to announce that Larry Ellison has accepted Governor Owens' invitation to Colorado Technology Summit 2002. It will be our third annual event and take place in the Metro Denver area on July 19th. So any of your listeners that have an interest should contact our office over the web, and we'll be more than happy to include anyone who expresses interest in the program itself.
Oh, that's terrific.
I think that's one of the greatest things about this administration. You're bringing people in all the time. It's wonderful.
And students and
trying to find platforms where people can make suggestions, give us advice, and help us do our job better.
Mark, I tell you what, I'm hoping that we can take some of these chunks that I know you'd like to talk about and maybe in some future segments, some future shows, talk about some of the more specific details of some of these panels. They were great.
It would be a pleasure.
All right. Well, Mark, thank you for taking the time to share with our W3W3 listeners in the latest of what's happening in the high-tech arena here in the state of Colorado.
Larry and Pat, thank you so much.
And I have to say, it feels like all of us, we are on the edge and beginning an incredible and exciting future.
Thanks, Larry. Hope to see you soon.
See you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Mark.